Jesus. It's unto you, unto you, we lift our voice. The breath of life.
Hello everyone, I would like to welcome you to our build up session today, the 29th of October 2025. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your grace. We thank you for the opportunity to learn and to be built up in our faith today. Our hearts are open in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today I bring you God's word briefly from the book, the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 12, beginning from verse number 16 to 21. And our topic is being rich towards God. Being rich towards God. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, from verse number 16 through 21. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to store my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I store all my fruits and my goods. I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night your soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Did you hear that? How Jesus made a conclusion. He says, so is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. I would like to begin by telling you that, or rather to remind you, that financial prosperity or material prosperity or progress is God's plan for your life. And all that is necessary in terms of requirement on your side is the discovery of your estate so that you can begin to enjoy and to experience it. Your journey is about discovering what belongs to you in Christ Jesus. Remember 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 9, the Bible tells us, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Did you listen to that? This is God's plan for your life, and Jesus already did everything for you to live a wealthy life, not just spiritually. That's where it begins, of course, but it covers everything else about your life. You see, your financial, material, health, everything else is provided for in the package of salvation in Christ Jesus. And your journey is a journey of discovery of this estate, of what belongs to you, of your inheritance, and then you begin to enjoy it. But as you walk this journey of discovery, the Lord helps you to stay on track. And today's message, really, is to advance a balance in your journey of discovering and enjoying the richness of your inheritance, so you can be well balanced. In our theme scripture, the Lord shared a parable about a certain rich man who had a huge harvest that the place to keep was small. He decided to have new structures to accommodate the volumes and enjoy the things that he harvested. But God intercepted him and said he was a fool and that he was only rich towards men. That means he was only rich in the definition, in the eyes of men. You see? As defined by men. But he was not rich towards God. This lets you know one can be rich in the eyes of people. That means according to the standards, judgments of the world. And he's not rich towards God. I would want to bring your attention again to Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 17 to 18. This is where the Lord Jesus Christ reprimands the church in Laodicea. And these are the words. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And you don't know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou may be rich, and have white raiment, that thou may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that thou may see. Hallelujah. Think about that. In their eyes, the church in Laodicea, they said we are rich. But the Lord tells them that they are poor. And this is a church. You have to understand. So this address is for the believers. He's not addressing heathens here or unbelievers. No. He says, you say you are rich. He says, but you don't know that you are wretched, you are poor, you are miserable. What a word. What a reprimand. What strong words from the mouth of the master. Going to a church. Not going to people that are in the world. You see? But this church had allowed worldliness inside. You see? Where they began to see themselves in line with the standards of the world, the definitions of the world. You can be rich in the eyes of the world and not rich towards God, and not rich in the eyes of God. See? So the Lord was seeing something different. Now, let me quickly share with you three key important questions that will help you understand what defines being rich to God. Three key important questions whose answers really will help you to understand what defines being rich towards God. Number one, is the Lord honored in your pursuit of the gatherings of the riches or the material worth? Is the Lord honored in your pursuit of the gathering of the riches? And as a sub-question to that, how are you doing it? And with what attitude? In other words, how are you gathering in the things? And with what attitude? Now remember, let me give you just a scripture here. 2 Peter 2 verse number 15, the Bible says, they have wandered off the right road and followed the footsteps of Balaam, the son of Paul, who loved to earn money by doing wrong. Do you know there are those who love to earn money, to earn resources, by doing what is wrong in the eyes of God? You see? You call them the wages of unrighteousness. Or maybe you do something else for people just to see you. Philippians 2 verse 3, the Bible says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Negative competitions amongst yourselves. Remember, this question is the Lord honored in your pursuit of the gathering of the riches? How are you gathering, and with what attitude? Is there vainglory? Is there selfishness? Is there negative competition? Is there the desire for the wages of unrighteousness? That means doing what is wrong in the eyes of God for the sake of gaining money, for the sake of having material resources. That is question number one. Remember, these questions, when you answer them, they are literally helping you understand what defines being rich to God. Is the Lord honored in your pursuit of the gathering of the riches? Are you doing it rightly? Are you doing what is right in His eyes and with the right attitude? Number two, how connected are your riches or your materials to the agenda of the kingdom of God? You may have gotten them rightly, but are they relevant for the advancement of the agenda of the kingdom of God? Remember Matthew 6 verse number 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The kingdom of God has to be a priority in your life. And therefore, financial material resources are a key indicator, just like time is a key indicator, of how you treasure the matters of the kingdom of God. Oh, blessed be God. How connected are your riches? How instrumental are your riches? How do these riches and material resources that you are gathering speak to the agenda
of the kingdom of God? How connected are they? How relevant are they? That is question number two. And then question number three, which is the last one. How do your riches speak into the improvement of the welfare of other people? Acts 20, verse number 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You see? How do your riches, or whatever you have, you may have gotten them rightly, but how do they speak? How relevant are they to the welfare of other people? Or are you just living for yourself? These three questions, they help you to understand what defines being rich towards God. Remember, question number one, is the Lord honored in your pursuit of the gathering? Are you doing what is right? And are you doing it with the right attitude? Question number two, how connected are your riches to the agenda of the kingdom of God? How instrumental are the things that you have to advance the kingdom agenda? You see, what is your participation with whatever you have in the kingdom agenda, in the propagation of the gospel, in the kingdom of God? And question number three, how do these things that you have gathered speak into the improvement of the welfare of other people? These three things were not in the mind of that man in the parable who had harvested. No wonder all that was there was about himself. You could read selfishness in all whatever he was saying concerning whatever he had gathered. You couldn't see the desires of God in whatever he was excited about, the things that he had gathered. You see, when you are excited about whatever you have, your excitement is going to be empty if all you see is yourself, your achievement, your riches, your wealth, whatever you are gathering. If all the excitement about that, it's all about you, then it's empty. These three questions are very key to help you so that you can have a rich life towards God. You can be rich and wealthy towards God, in the eyes of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So these three questions help you to make an assessment. If at all one is rich unto men only and not unto God, Christ has to be honored in your riches or your material gathering. Don't just run blindly in pursuit for money. These three components in questions, they make up for your completeness in being rich towards God. Always be mindful of what the Lord thinks than what men think. Never be deceived and swayed by the symbols of prosperity of the world. Stay focused on the Lord Jesus and let your life honor him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray everywhere. Father, we thank you. Masi kotara bayande debesiata. Ejalamando robasaya. Thank you for your love. You want us to walk rightly. Yes, you channel our thoughts. You grant us the wisdom through your word and by the Spirit, so that we can walk this journey pleasing you. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor, God. Thank you for helping your children. Thank you for the deposit of your word, building their faith in their spirits. Lekusaka tekere basandara hades. Rekosheke prahido gosalabandar has. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Thank you. Precious Lamb, most loved one, you are gracious, Lord. Love team!